details.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is Morgan Schick, and I'm so excited to be on Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. I am so excited. I want you to call me. This is called Beauty Rehab. Call in at 866-606-8255. That's 866-606-8255. The name of my show is Beauty Rehab. Why? Not because I think you're a beauty addict. It's because we hear so much of what we know about beauty. Think about this, folks. We hear so much, we learn so much, we know so much about what we think about skincare, beauty, your ideal, what you should look like from advertising. That's where most people learn about makeup, from ads, in magazines, in commercials. Well, they're trying to sell you something. So it's not even an unbiased way that you and your children and your mother and all of the women that we know about skincare and beauty and makeup. It's always about somebody selling us something. So it's not unbiased. It's not two sides to every story. It's not necessarily bad, but it's not necessarily good for you. So Beauty Rehab is after 30 years in the beauty industry, after being a Ford model for 25 years, the spokesperson for Laura Mercier, an author, a makeup artist, after making my own products on HSN and selling them for 11 years, I have a perspective that is very different from everyone else's. Because not only was I the model who wore all the makeup, but I had to become a makeup artist because the makeup was destroying my skin and ruining my career. And then I was aging, so I wanted to stay longer in the career, so I had to make myself look younger because it's a youth-obsessed society, especially in modeling. If you're 25, it's like being 100. So this perspective has given me a passion that I have to teach you everything I learned the hard way. So I want you to call me at 866-606-8255 and ask me any questions you have about makeup, about skincare, about your own aging, about your image, about your hair, about everything. I want you to call me and I will answer all of your questions on anything you have. So if you're out there, I absolutely want to talk to you. So today's show, I really wanted to go through a lot of questions that I had about the Oscars, about movie stars, about whether everybody's getting all of these fillers, about what, I think it's really incredible that so many of us sit there and think that have to look like all of these movie stars. And the great thing about social media, and social media has some really upsides to it and some really downsides to it. The upside is that you can get an authentic picture of what it's like to get ready for this event. And it's really interesting because this weekend I was at a boot camp for my favorite workout. And if you've ever listened to me before, I endorse the Tracy Anderson Method, which is DVDs, home. There's some studios, but it is a very interesting workout. It's totally not unlike anything I've ever done before. And I am, full disclosure, I'm 51 years old, but I was also a spinning instructor. I was also an aerobics instructor because I needed to stay unrealistically thin for my body, just for my body, to be a model. So I had kind of a messed up relationship with my own, what I should, how I should look or what I should look like and all that kind of stuff. So I do Tracy Anderson, and It was interesting because she said all anybody ever does is asks her what the movie stars do for the Oscars, for the red carpet. How can you be red carpet ready? And she laughs at that comment because anyone who knows that their body and their size and their image is their business, like a movie star, a model, or someone in that sort of limelight, they're never waiting till the last minute. They're never waiting for the last minute to get ready. They're doing it constantly. And I want you to know that you have to do this constantly. You have to do something a little bit all the time, okay? You can't be a person who just decides, the day before that you want to be red carpet ready. You have to constantly do everything you can possibly do on a consistent basis. And I'm not talking about being some, crazy, zealot for exercise so that you don't eat or you don't do anything like that. You have to keep every day doing something where you're going to do, keep your sweating up, keep your workout up just a little bit, okay? I'm not saying that you're not going to do it. I'm just saying, I'm not saying that you have to do nothing or do all. I'm saying just be consistent a little bit. And I talk about that because you don't want to be 40 and think I've got to lose 35 pounds. If you're 20 right now, you want to start now a little bit just to get yourself in there, just to keep it. Get yourself your metabolism as high as it can possibly go. Do you know what I'm saying? I want you guys to have that always with you. And it's not just for your body and your workout, but it's also for your mindset and for your hormones. That's another reason why exercise is so amazing, because the science behind it is that every day that you work out, every day you make your hormones ignite and become more balanced. What does that mean for you? That means that your skin, I don't care whether you're 18 or 88, that means that your skin is going to be better. Do you get it? That means that your hair is going to be thicker. That means that your nails are going to grow better. That means that all of the cells of your body are going to regenerate better. So when people call me and they say, well, or write me or follow me on Instagram, they say, well, what can I do for this? What can I do? You have to exercise. You have to get a sweat for at least a half hour to an hour, almost every day, because it ignites the furnace of your body, and that trickles down to everything. That helps your liver function better. That helps your kidneys function better. Your heart your cells turn over better. It helps with your mind. It helps with everything. So yes, am I a beauty person? 100%. But don't think that you are not going to have an even better experience with all of those things if you do not, if you don't just get a start this. Start this now. Start this if you're 50. Start this if you're 18. You've got to start it because it's going to get harder and harder and harder as you age. Okay? So that's the first thing I want you to take away from today's show. Is that whatever it is, and guess what? You might get misstepped. I do. I get on a roll and I think I'm gonna exercise every single day, and then sudden, my life gets in the way. And I feel like I blew it. I feel like I have lost my way. And that's what I want you to know, is that you don't have to worry about that. Don't worry about losing your way. Just pick up where you left off, okay? Promise me that and promise yourself that you're going to pick up where you left off. We'll be right back. This is Morgan Schick, 866-606-8255. We'll be right back with Beauty Rehab. Welcome back. I was so chatty in that last one. I lost track of time. This is Morgan Schick, and this is Beauty Rehab. And today I was talking about how there's no such thing as red carpet ready. Yes, you can have your makeup done. Yes, you can do a fancier makeup. You can wear Spanx. You can put a fancier dress on. So your red carpet may be a red carpet for a bat mitzvah or a bar mitzvah or your wedding or someone else's wedding or your family reunion or your class reunion or whatever it is, that moment in time that you want to be the most beautiful you can possibly be. And my advice to you is chip away at it every single day. Don't think that you can do one thing the weekend before and that you're going to have this incredible transformation. It's not fair to you, and it's not fair to think that you can do that. You can have that kind of instant gratification, and that's actually one of the things I wanted to talk about today, because when you have that instant gratification, I feel like it gives you kind of a false sense. Like, I think it's great to have Spanx or to have, we're going to talk about this in a later segment about like instant makeover products, you know, things that promise you instant anything. Because I think it's much better to just kind of chip away at things and have them be permanent, right? So you don't want to, you know, use Spanx all the time. Yes, they can tighten and firm you up for that time being just to make you feel a little bit more confident. But wouldn't you like to have that smoother, tighter feeling with your body all the time? So all you have to do is make sure that you're you know, 80-20, 80% of the time you're eating well within what is, you know, a good nutritional value for you. And then 20% of the time you can have, you know, whatever you want. If you've got that 80-20 ratio, it's awesome. How about 80% of the time you take care of your skin? 20% of the time you forget to wash your makeup off or whatever it is. But 20% time you're doing it, okay? So I want to go to the phones. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Adrian, welcome to Beauty Rehab. Tell me what your question is.
Okay, so I just started a YouTube channel. It's mainly vlog series. It's called Adrian Alexander NYC. And I wanted to do some, like, how-to videos and branch out more into that. What's, like, your opinion on, like, men doing their own makeup and stuff like that? Because it's very controversial.
You know, I think it's controversial, but only, Adrian, this was a really good question. Because while we want equality, women, I believe men and women should have the same equality. We should get paid the same. We should have the same rights. We should have, you know, I would have been a suffragette. So I would have been someone who said women we're exactly the same as men. We are now more and more being judged visually. Which was always a double standard, right, Adrian? If you sound young on the phone, but you will understand that men, as they age, become more dashing and debonair. Look at the guy that does that. Have you ever seen that commercial it's a beer, and he's like the most interesting man in the world. Have you ever seen that commercial?
It's for
I don't even know what brand beer it is, but I know that it's like Dos Equis or something like that, right? How funny is it? Would they ever do that commercial with a woman at the same age?
No.
Never. This guy is in a club being draped on by 25-year-old girls. They would never have done that with a woman. So men have a double standard that you are allowed to age and you become more dashing and debonair, but we become tired and useless and irrelevant. So, but that is shifting because now you will see, and this is why your YouTube channel, and I'm going to have you say it again at the end, your YouTube channel will be so important because men are being outsourced. Men are being fired in their 50s because a young man comes along and takes their job for less money. Men do have to start thinking about their Botox, their wrinkles, their hair color. The male young youthful makeup industry is exploding. So yes, I believe you should start doing things about in the makeup realm. But I want you to be very clear. Are you doing it to help men who want to look masculine? Or are you doing this as a channel for men who identify as women?
Yes, I see exactly the difference. I want to do it for more masculine men who need help with that, you know?
Okay, so then I think you have a huge opportunity. A huge opportunity, awesome. Because I will tell you right now, my husband looks and says, I've got wrinkles, I've got dark circles, what do I do? The only man I know so far that openly wears makeup is Tom Ford. Do you agree? But and Tom Ford is masculine. Yes. He's an openly gay man, but he does talk about how he uses makeup and concealer for his own vanity to feel good about looking in the mirror. So
it's important for everybody to feel like comfortable and confident about themselves. That's why it's like very controversial when people are like men, especially like are. When they use makeup and stuff.
I know, and you know what? I think the more, if you go at this and you take this as a, we live in a visual society, it is getting increasingly more visual that you can be judged on your resume, from resume to Tinder, on what you look like. Why would you not do a very subtle, it shouldn't look obvious, obviously. I believe that with women's makeup and men's makeup. If it looks like you're trying too hard, everyone knows you're trying too hard and you're insecure about something. Do you see what I'm saying? So Adrian, will you tell everybody what your YouTube channel is again? Because I really want people to go watch it.
Yes. Okay. My YouTube channel is Adrian Alexander NYC.
Fantastic. So if gentlemen out there or women who have gentlemen in their life, you want to learn about how to do makeup and how to do skincare for men, I want you to go to Adrian's YouTube channel, and I am sure he's going to provide amazing stuff for you. And Adrian, thank you so much. That was an awesome question. I hope I helped you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Morgan. Please subscribe, guys. Thank you.
Yes. Take care. Bye-bye. That's so cool. I love that he has his own YouTube channel. I can't even get my YouTube channel to be consistent with it. So I do radio because I am such a non-techie that for me, it is hard to even get to upload my YouTube channel stuff. So good shout out to Adrian. I hope you guys follow him on YouTube. YouTube is an awesome way for you to learn about how to learn everything. Everything. Anyway, so listen, we'll be right back. Call me, 866-606-8255. We will be right back with segment 3. Talk to you soon. Stay right there. I don't know what I'm looking for. Yes, a lot more good than you say. Yeah. The more things change, the more. Welcome back. I'm Morgan Schick, and this is Beauty Rehab on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. I'm so grateful to be on. I want you to call me at 866-606-8255. I was a Ford model for about 25 years, and because I had such bad skin from being under the lights and the makeup and unfortunately, they didn't have the time or inclination to worry about my skin, so my skin got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, and I was never a supermodel. I was a working model who had to show up at jobs with perfect skin, and I figure out how to get that way. So I became a makeup artist to kind of save my skin. I learned everything about skincare and everything else, and then I became the spokesperson for Laura Mercier and then wrote a book, Your Life's Your Makeover, Any Ways for Every Woman to Look Her Best. And then I had my own line on HSN that I created from scratch for 11 years. I do a lot of TV. I do a lot of Instagram. I do a lot of Periscope. You can follow me on every single one of those forums, of those media outlets. Instagram is Morgan Schick, MorgenSchick. I am Morgan with an E. So don't try and find me with an A because you won't. And I am on Periscope, Morgan Schick, MorgenSchick, as well as Twitter. So everything that I do is taking all that I learned over those decades and decades of being a model, a makeup artist, an author, and a creator, and teaching you how to do it for yourself. I am the Nanny McPhee, if you've ever seen that movie. I'm the Nanny McPhee of beauty. I don't want you to need me. I want you to be the most beautiful, vibrant person you can be for the rest of your life. I do not want you to look in the mirror and ever regret what you look like. I don't want you to ever think that you were prettiest when you were 20. I want you to think that you are always on the uptick. I am 51 years old, and I never look in the mirror and think that yesterday was my most beautiful day, unless I actually did a great job on my smoky eye and I really loved it from yesterday. It is not I was prettier before. I believe I am prettier now at 51 than I was when I was a working every single day model. All right. And I want that for you too. And I'm going to teach you how, and that's what you're just going to learn what I teach you. Okay. I would love to go to the phones because I'm dying to talk to Andrea from Kentucky. Hi, Andrea. It's Morgan. Are you there? Andrea? Or is it Andrea? Andrea?
Yes.
Hi, Andrea. How are you? It's Morgan from Beauty Rehab. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me, Morgan.
I'm so happy. So tell me what your question is, sweetie.
I recently adopted a vegan lifestyle, Morgan, and I've been wondering about some makeups that would support this lifestyle. Do you know of any makeup that supports that lifestyle?
Okay. So can we back up to a second and tell me why you're vegan?
Yes, because I've recently turned 42 years old, and
okay.
I want to get healthy, and I want to adopt a healthy lifestyle. I've been getting into fitness and really, you know, making an effort to become healthy and just feel passionate about this.
So are you doing it philosophically or nutritionally? So what I'm asking you is your vegan lifestyle, are you doing it because you
really both?
Okay, because here's the thing. I'd like you to do a lot of research on being a vegan because I considered being I'm 51, so I've got some time. I've got some age on you, okay?
Okay.
And I am very much into exercise. I do the Tracy Anderson method. I do it almost every day. I make sure I sweat. And I'm going to get into your question about makeup in 1 second, but I want to go to veganism because if you do a lot of research on it, and you could do Fork Over, you could read, watch the movie or read the book Fork Over Knife, or you could read, you know, there are many things that you can read to really know everything you can know about veganism. It is very hard for you to get the correct amino acid chains as a vegan.
Okay.
And I want you to do some research on that. We were not always omnivores. Our species did eat meat. And so if unless you're philosophically against meat, I would say a vegan lifestyle, I am not sure I would recommend it for your optimal health. But I'm not telling you to stop veganism. I'm not telling you to start veganism. I'm saying I'd really like you to do research on both sides. Both sides. Many women who become vegans start out thinking it's a great idea, and then all of a sudden they lose their period because they don't have the right amino acid chains. Their hormones are not firing like they should be. And it's also a very hard to not eat way too much sugar, which is very hard on your liver if you are doing all carbo sources, which is mostly veganism. You know, it's some vegans don't even do any dairy. So you are literally eating most of your calories in your day from carbohydrates, simple and complex, but they are all read by the liver as sugar. So I'm going to tell you about makeup now, but I would love it if you just looked both sides of it, okay? You can be incredibly healthy without being a vegan. You could eat only organic. You can eat only pasture-raised meats, humanely organic pasture grass-fed meats, dairies, cheeses, and still be very, very, very healthy. Okay, so when we're talking about beauty, I do not believe anything that doesn't benefit your skin or your skin's future should soak into your skin. So that means I do not believe that you should wear a foundation all over your face that sinks in, even if it's vegan. Only that is nourishing. So if you wanted to just put a vitamin E capsule on your face, if you only wanted to put apple cider vinegar as a toner, that's fine. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I believe that beauty should never compromise your wellness, your aging, your lifestyle, your health. So if you're going to go and get vegan cosmetics, I mean, you can go to Whole Foods, you can go to health food stores, but I would tell you to never put a foundation that is attached to a water, because whatever's in it is still going to sink into your skin and not benefit you. I would love it if you used concealers. I loved it. I just found an incredible line of products called 100% Pure. Have you ever heard of 100% Pure?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever tried any of their products?
No.
Okay. So they are on eVine, which is a shopping channel. So, and I love the shopping channel forum because the person who's selling it to you can explain it. So it's great that you can go on there and have them explain it. But their products at 100% Pure there is nothing hazardous in that makeup line for you. So if you are starting this, I also want you to think about if you're coloring your hair. I don't want you to use anything toxic on your hair. So you can go get, there are plant-based hair colors now that because hair, if you're dyeing your hair and that means it is a depositing color. If you put it on your scalp, it leaches into your bloodstream. So you should be using an organic or a natural 100% pure type of hair color as well. Your shampoos and conditioners, again, no sulfates. No sulfates in your cleansers. It's very easy now to lead a healthy, non-toxic life. Okay? But I want to make sure you are very clear on why you are a vegan and what is the long-term benefits. And I want you to seek out both sides of that, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
so I think, go ahead.
Do I have time to ask you about something I've also been wanting to try called Ageless? Have you heard of that?
I have heard of that. I will. Will you stay online, and we'll be right back. If you can stay after for this commercial break, Adria, I will come back to you, and we'll talk about Instantly Ageless. I'll be right back. This is Morgan Schick with Beauty Rehab. Stay with us. The next one's going to be a really good segment. Everything we need to know about living our most beautiful, exciting, vibrant, aging. So I don't care whether you're 18 or 88, you are aging. I don't care whether you're a supermodel or a movie star, you're aging. I don't care if you're a man or you are aging. Unfortunately, women are judged differently within their aging process than men. But I do believe that's changing. I believe that men are now starting to feel the wrath of what it's like to be in ageism. But I think that I have a really great way for you to circumvent and learn how to age your most vibrantly and beautifully. And that's by watching and listening to my videos. My Instagram, Morgan Schick, morganschick.com, at Morgan Schick, MorganSchick, and listening to me on Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and calling me if you've got questions at 866-606-8255. So this show is a little bit, has a little bit about, been about instant gratification or chipping away at things and consistently giving, caring a little bit. Consistently caring a little bit is what's going to get you to the finish line. People ask me all the time, why do you look so young? Why does your skin look so good? Well, it's because I've consistently cared a little bit for the last 25, 30 years. I've consistently tried what works best for my skin. I've consistently tried to take supplements or eat organically or do the best I can with exercise. I've consistently cared about my image. That doesn't mean that I don't care more about how I treat people, how I'm raising my children, how I interact with my husband. Your visual image, your image is only one aspect to the rest of your life. But we live in an increasingly more visual society. Our presidential candidates, look at Hillary Clinton gets asked more about her image, her pantsuits, her whatever it is, than anyone else. Well, maybe now Donald Trump, because he has a weird spray tan thing. I'm not sure if it's spray tan or just makeup. I don't bash anyone. Because I think that it's very hard to understand what your image and the right thing for your image is. But what I can tell you is that instant gratification may not be the best choice for you. I had a caller earlier who asked me about instantly ageless. So instantly ageless, and I'm not doing a commercial for them. I don't work for them. But Instantly Ageless is something, a topical ointment you can put on that it says works because it is it stops your muscles from contracting. I don't believe that. I believe that the protein in it is something that topically, when it's wet, it's like a heat, it's like a wheat germ protein. Wheat germ protein, I had a product with it, wheat germ protein in it. When it was wet, it was very thick, it was very large, and then as it dried, it shrinks. So it shrinks your skin just like a wheat germ protein or any type of a protein. So if you can imagine, if you have a piece of chicken and your chicken is raw and nice and plump, and you heat it and all of the water evaporates out of it, it becomes tighter, it becomes firmer. Well, that's exactly what happens when you put a topical wrinkle reducer or any topical protein is going to shrink and contract as it gets dry, as it loses moisture. So that's the scary part about cosmetics is that, you don't necessarily have to say exactly what's in something, or you can say something has an ingredient in it and you can put so little of that ingredient in it that it would never benefit you. But it's also, there's no way to know what is actually in something. And if it's over the internet, if it's over TV, the FCC does have, and the radio does have some legal ramifications of not telling you the truth. But especially over the internet, you can say anything you want over the internet. And because the internet is free, and I think it should remain free, it is up to you, the consumer, to figure out whether it's true or real. And just because somebody has a YouTube channel doesn't mean they're telling you the truth. Just because they have a YouTube channel doesn't mean they're not trying to sell you something. So I don't want you to be sheep. I want you to be leaders. I want you to lead in it, your own benefits, your own best practice, your own. I really want you to be in charge of what you are putting in your body, what you are putting on your skin, what you are spending your money on. I am the spokesperson for Active Argon. Active Argon is sold on Evine. I have said this in my Periscopes. I have said this in my Instagram. You can watch me on. You can, but I have to tell you. I have to sell it to you. I do not want you using Active Argon because I told you to. You have to do the science on oxygenated and ozonized oils. You have to know what argan oil is, and why organic argan oil is better than other oils. You have to do the research. Don't just do it because I told you to. Yes, am I an honest and am I honest? Yes. Do I have integrity? Yes. That's all I have is my name and my integrity. But if it's not right for you need to do your own research. I don't want you being led around blindly into instant gratification, red carpet ready tomorrow, anti-aging overnight. It's all baloney. Do the research. Do a little bit, care a little bit about your image every single day, and you will never age. You will always look your most beautiful. You will always be an incredible, beautiful, imaged person. I want to thank you so much for being with me. I'm Morgan Schick. This was Beauty Rehab. Slay your day. Go and slay your day. I'll see you next time. Mwah! Take care, everybody.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.